It's difficult to grasp how famous porn stars are due to most people unwilling to publicly associate with them.
Banana-flavored food shouldn't be yellow. Bananas are white. We don't eat the peel.
The world is long overdue a standardized key for BIOS entry.
Sign language is the easiest language to speak underwater.
It's entirely possible that your worldview will be fundamentally different in 10 years, especially if you're younger than 25.
We just completed living in the golden age of airline safety.
It costs nothing to be a decent person, and that's still too expensive for some folks.
Loners either don't understand people so they are left alone, or they understand people all too well and hope to be left alone.
When you are stupid, life is hard not just for you, but those around you.
You retain roughly the same number of hairs after a haircut.
Having a perfectly normal and a mediocre life is a blessing.
Dating apps have turned finding love into a process more akin to online shopping, where people are items in a catalog.
A cemetery is effectively a large assortment of inaccessible, individually stored outfits.
Almost all criminals are bad at being criminals.
Someone out there is the happiest person on earth.
The process of negotiating a lower price when buying a car is a lot like nagging.
It's better to walk in on both your parents doing it than just one.
We put a lot of emphasis on pronouns, but we'd really learn a lot more about people if we asked for their adverb and verb.
You've never actually seen your face, just pictures and reflections of it.
Now for a quick break. Stay tuned for more shower thoughts. Procrastination is a skill that may take a lifetime to master.
Once news ceases to be news, it becomes history.
You can begin a sentence with Florida followed by almost anything weird or messed up, and it won't be remotely surprising.
It's too bad you just can't live and work where you want and need citizenship.
Insomniac people can have way more thoughts than people in the shower.
No one ever threatens to prosecute you to half the extent of the law. It's always the full extent.
Gift cards are considered more of a proper gift than cash, even though they're infinitely less useful.
I'm Montgomery Jones.
And I'm Amalia Dupre. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow with more mind-bending shower thoughts. Goodbye for now. If you liked this podcast, check out our other podcast, Daily Dad Jokes. It'll make you laugh and groan. Just search for Daily Dad Jokes in your podcast app or check the show notes page for links. This podcast was produced by Classic Studios. Please see the show notes page for source credits.